Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang, and welcome to this very special edition of the Strang Report podcast. We're live on Thursday, June 8th. And today we got the sad news this morning that Pat Robertson, Marion G. Robertson is his full name, has passed away. And I knew him personally. He lived a long life. He was 93 years old, give or take. I don't remember when his birthday was. I had the privilege of knowing him, publishing his book, writing about him, being interviewed. I interviewed him several times. He interviewed me. And this morning, I was asked by the Washington Times for a statement. So I want to begin the podcast by reading you the statement. I said, Pat Robertson will be remembered as a giant among other Christian leaders. His legacy in media, his support of conservative values in the political realm, and his founding of Regent University mean that his influence will continue for generations. He was an early charismatic Christian and helped that movement get off the ground. Then over the years, he was a voice of reason. He was an example of integrity. Even though his critics loved to trash him, he lived a life of virtue and righteousness. This comes out in his autobiography called I Have Walked with the Living God, which I had the privilege of publishing. And even though I'm a generation younger than him, I got to know him well, and I always considered him an example to emulate. And then we use that, of course, in our own website, charismanews.com, and I got some other requests, and we sent it out. I tried to say something sincere, something brief, something that would make sense to other people. But I think that it's impossible to measure the life of this great man of God. And there's so many places that we can go with this in the next half hour. And I'm just going to share from my heart. I planned some things, but I'm obviously ad-libbing. And I'll just start with the personal aspects. First of all, if you have not read this book, I Have Walked with the Living God, you need to. It's available on Amazon. It's available in many bookstores, but I would get it and read it. It's well-written. It's interesting. It's an interesting slice of life. And he lived a long and interesting life, and he revealed a lot about himself. He told stories that I had kind of heard behind the scenes that I was surprised that he would even tell in the book. But this is the kind of man he was. And, you know, even the, first of all, it was a great honor. He could have gone with a lot of different publishers. There were a variety of reasons he went with us. And even the title, I Have Walked with the Living God, shows a certain amount of humility. You know, it wasn't, you know, I'm Pat Robertson and this is my story, or, you know, all kinds of other things he could have said that drew attention to him. Instead, he wanted to draw attention to the living God and the fact that his life was an example of walking with the living God. Now, he started off the son of a very famous and successful man. His father was a U.S. senator from Virginia, which is his home state. And he lived in what they call the Tidewater area, in the area where Jamestown was founded in 1607. And some of his ancestors were some of the early immigrants in that part of the world. And I was at CBN just 2 weeks ago. In fact, almost exactly 2 weeks ago, to be on the 700 Club. I was interviewed by Gordon Robertson, his son, who has taken over CBN, and I may comment on that later. But in the hallway at the 700 Club, and I've been there many times, they have pictures up and down the walls of famous people. And one of them was with him, his father, and then President Harry Truman. And it was just very interesting to see that and other pictures of the family and, of course, many famous people, presidents and well-known people like Billy Graham and many others. I mean, you can just imagine who all they were. And it was just interesting for me to see it. One of the times when I was on the 700 Club, I took him this picture, which I have framed, and it hangs in my office. I pulled this right off the wall. We actually posed for this after the end of the program, and it was a framed copy of two issues of Charisma. One of them was our 40th anniversary issue in 2015, in which we cited the Charisma 40, tied into our 40th anniversary. And these were the people that we had covered in Charisma who we felt had made the most significance in the body of Christ. And of course, we included Pat Robertson. He's right up here in the corner. And then a number of years ago, we had him on the cover twice. This is the one that was framed. It is May of 2020. And so this is the issue that we did when his book came out in 2020. It was our way to kind of draw attention to the book and also to give an update on Pat Robertson. This other one was in April of 83. And it was also, I presented him a copy of this, and he laughed and said something to the effect of, "This proves that I was young once." And he had a great sense of humor. There were several times after I was on the 700 Club for a variety of reasons that I had lunch with him there at the Founders Inn. It's a wonderful hotel. It's in the colonial style. I think they call it kind of the Queen Anne style, red brick. It's just beautiful. It's common kind of in that area. And they have a very nice restaurant there. And we were able to share. I did a couple of podcasts with him. In fact, I remember doing one in the restaurant. You can find it on the Charisma Podcast Network. If you go there and then select the Strang Report, which is my podcast, and they're all in order going backwards. So you can go by date. I'm guessing it would have been 2017, give or take, maybe 18. It was around the time that I wrote God and Donald Trump, and I was probably there to talk to him about that book. He was very gracious and gave me an endorsement to several of my books, which was a great honor. I'm sure he gets a lot of requests. He could accept some, he can't others, and I felt a privilege. Memories are coming back, and I can remember that in 2011, when we first published a book by an unknown writer named Jonathan Kahn. He wrote a book called The Harbinger, and he tied in ancient mysteries and patterns in the Bible of how God dealt with Israel that was similar or parallel to what happened at 9/11. We knew it was a special book, but we did not know how special. And in the normal course of publishing, we send out what we call advanced reader copies. We make maybe 400 copies. It says it's unedited. Now, the book is pretty final, but it's not gone through the final edit. So there, are a few typos or something. And we send it to people in the media for reviews, for interviews, and so forth. Well, I got a call one day. The call was from Pat Robertson himself. And he had read the book. We had sent it to him. And, I'll just be real honest. When you send these out, you're not sure who gets them, if it even gets past the secretary. And then, of course, someone's got to take time to read it. But he had read the book. He was very moved. And he asked me if he could have Jonathan Kahn on the 700 Club the day of release, which was right after the first of the year in 2012. And, of course, we said yes. And he did the program. And the publicity on the 700 Club gave that book a shot. People had basically not heard of Jonathan Kahn other than whatever marketing that we did. And that book became a bestseller on the New York Times list within a week or two. I think it was on the New York Times list for 102 weeks. And it had several spinoffs and a video and some other things. But I think altogether, we sold 2 million copies. It was the biggest book we've ever done. And we didn't really ask Pat Robertson to do it, although, you know, we are publishers and we approach media to interview our authors. But Pat Robertson believed in it. And Pat Robertson's got a very good staff. I've gotten to know some of them. People like Molly has been with him, I think, around 50 years. I think she was practically in grade school when she started. And she's become a friend. And last time I was up there, she was showing me some pictures. And one of them was a group shot of all the people who'd been there, like, I don't remember exactly, like over 30 years or 40 years. I have several long-term staff, but nowhere near the percentage. And that tells you that Pat Robertson is good to work for. And it tells you that people have caught the vision of the 700 Club and of Christian Broadcast Network. Now, let me say that his story, the early story of the Christian Broadcast Network, was written in a book called Shout It from the Housetops. This book would have come out in the early 70s. CBN, if I remember correctly, started in either 1960 or maybe 1961. It was very small. It was a station, kind of a low-powered station there in Norfolk, Virginia, or in that area. And I remember they had the call letters W-Y-A-H. For Yahweh, the Hebrew term for God. And they have a display there at the 700 Club of the early set that they used. And, you know, they tell stories how they had one camera and they shot it in front of a curtain. You know, those were the early, early days. Television was first released in 1939 at the World's Fair, and then there was World War II, and so the first stations really came on in the late 40s, early 50s, and so, you know, this was barely 10 or 15 years later. I believe it was the very first Christian station, and if you read I Have Walked with the Living God, he tells you all those early stories. I mean, they were so poor, he and his wife, Dee Dee, actually rented a room with someone else because, you know, they didn't have any money. I'm talking about when they were kind of newlyweds. And they're just very, very interesting stories. And to think that it grew, and within a relatively few years, it had expanded. And it was, you know, as I was coming of age, as I was in college, it was the kind of premier Christian network, and in some ways it still is, although it's evolved from its early days. And he has started so many things. He started Operation Blessing, which is a huge, huge ministry that distributes food and other essentials, especially to disasters and in poor areas. He started Regent University. I remember when it was called CBNU. In fact, one time, I went up for one of their graduations, and I think maybe they were celebrating the 25th anniversary of CBN. To me, it was so important that I traveled there just to, you know, participate. Of course, they sent out invitations to different people. I had no part in the program, but it was just important for me to be there. His mentor was Harold Bredesen, and Harold Bredesen was also someone I got to know in his later years, and the stories that he tells about Harold. In fact, Harold was a little bit absent-minded, and people tell stories about how he would end up on the wrong airplane going somewhere, and there was a miraculous thing that happened because of that mistake. And, you know, I'm just kind of going from memory, but Harold Bredesen also became a friend, and he was a denominational minister. If I try to say the denomination, I'll get it wrong. But he was one of the first ones who came into the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And these stories, I heard some of them from Pat, some of them from Harold. Most of them are in the book. But I had the privilege of knowing these people on a personal basis. And he tells about how Harold was filled with the Holy Spirit and would dance before the Lord, which in a conservative kind of mainline denomination was unheard of, but he was so full of the Spirit. Everywhere he went, he was influencing people, Holy Spirit. And one of the people was Norman Vincent Peale's wife. Now, Norman Vincent Peale was very influential in his day. He is the one who wrote about positive thinking. He's the one who started Guidepost Magazine, which grew very large and had a huge impact and had an impact on me personally. If I have time, I may even tell a few guidepost stories. But he's telling about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it's in the book. And Mrs. Peale was inspired and influenced, and they did something in Guidepost. And that influenced John and Elizabeth Sherrill, who were on staff with Guidepost and are the ones that helped develop the writing style of where they would write about miracles in people's lives. And they were very well written, and they were short and pithy, and they always made a point. John Sherrill then wrote the book, They Speak with Other Tongues. And he had heard about this baptism of the Holy Spirit, and he actually went on kind of an investigative journalist journey, he would call it, looking for it, exploring the scriptures, talking to people, experiencing things himself. Now, he did receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit, as did his wife, Elizabeth. And they went on to become great writers. They're the ones that helped this young Assemblies of God pastor from Pennsylvania, who back in the day was skinny. They would describe him as skinny. And his name is David Wilkerson. And of course, he's well known today as the founder of Teen Challenge. And they wrote his story, The Cross and the Switchblade, which became a mega bestseller and influenced me as a teenager. I can very much remember reading that book, being impacted by that book, admiring John and Elizabeth Sherrill so much, not knowing that later in life, I would actually become friends with them. And they became mentors in a manner of speaking. And we interacted at so many levels. It's interesting that Elizabeth Sherrill passed away earlier this week, same week as Pat Robertson. John Sherrill, who lived in 93, passed away a couple of years ago. And I kept in touch with them up until, you know, really the end of their lives. And I value their friendship so much. So this all happened, and meanwhile, my late friend and mentor, Jamie Buckingham, which if you know anything about me or my career, I give credit to Jamie and the great influence that he had on me personally. David Wilkerson had, one of his converts was named Nicky Cruz. He was one of the gang members, and this was all made into a movie called Cross and Switchblade. And Pat Boone, the famous Pat Boone, who's also become a friend, and I've interviewed him on my podcast, played the part of Dave Wilkerson. And this is where Nicky Cruz said to Dave Wilkerson, you know, I'm going to cut you into 1,000 pieces with my knife. And Dave Wilkerson says, if you do, all 1,000 pieces will love you, or something to that effect. It's become kind of a famous quote. A publisher wanted to publish Nicky Cruz's story, actually talked to John and Elizabeth Sherrill about doing it. There was some reason why they couldn't do it, but they had met this young pastor who had a real gift for writing. He was from Melbourne, Florida. He was 35 years old. His name was Jamie Buckingham, and he wrote Nicky Cruz's story, which is called Run Baby Run. It's still available on Amazon. All these books are still available. They still sell very, very well considering that they're so old. And so Jamie was friends with John Elizabeth Sherrill. And Jamie then later wrote Shout It From the Housetops, which is kind of why I'm telling you this story. Shout It From the Housetops, of course, is a phrase from the scriptures. But also, when I was young, we all had television antennas on our rooftops. That's how we got the signal from the UHF TV stations. I'm saying this right. So it was kind of a play on words that Christian television was shouting the gospel from the housetops through the antennas into the TV sets. And so anyways, just interesting to me how all these things work together. The 700 Club did fundraisers, telethons. There was no commercial advertising, especially back in the day. Now I think that TBN is doing some commercial advertising, which is fine. Most media in this country is paid for by advertising, but there wasn't really an advertising base. And so people wanted it so much, they made donations, and they had some kind of fundraising thing in which I think maybe they wanted people to send $7 or $70 or $700 or something. And they created the 700 Club, and the name stuck. And I just think that that's interesting. I probably should have done my research a little bit better if I was going to tell all these stories, but it is just coming out of my memory bank because I had the privilege. I never worked for CBN, of course, but, I considered Pat Robertson a mentor. And let me explain. You know, there are some mentors that you work with, maybe in your job side by side. Maybe it's a pastor. Maybe it's a leader of a small group. Maybe it's just a friend. You know, they say that a mentor is more of a friend than a teacher, more of a teacher than just a friend. But you can be mentored by others. You can be mentored by dead people, people who have gone on, who have written books or left tapes or videos, and you can read them and learn from them. That's a type of mentoring. And then there can be mentoring from afar. I heard someone use that expression. And one day it just occurred to me that there are several people in my life who have been mentors from afar. So I don't know them real closely. I didn't work with them every day, but I watched them. I emulated them. I looked up to them. And there were numerous occasions over the years that I was able to be with Pat Robertson, watch him, see how he did things. Of course, I watched the growth of CBN. It's a well-run organization. It has done so much good. Regent University is a magnificent institution of higher education and will probably be the really lasting impact. And they are making an impact in lots and lots of ways. And this all comes down to the vision of this one man, Pat Robertson. And I just can't think of enough good things to say for him. But, in my statement, I talked about giants of the faith. And there are giants. Some are well-known, some are not so well-known, but they're still giants of the faith. But in our world, in our Christian world, Billy Graham is unquestionably a giant of the faith. But so were people like Jack Hayford, Reinhard Bonnke, both of which passed away recently. But Pat Robertson is almost in a category by himself. And I really believe that. And I'm sure that many, many people are going to eulogize him, probably being more articulate than I am. But I just wanted to say my part, share a couple of these stories behind the scenes. And as we come to the close of this live video podcast, we've gotten some comments. So I want to let John, the producer, help me with them. And here's one that says, he will be missed. Prayers for all his family and friends. May God give them comfort, peace, and strength. That's a beautiful thought. And here's another one. We'll really miss you. Very wise man that loved to talk about God. I learned so very much. Here's another. He will be missed. Praying for the Robertson family and friends globally that they feel the loss. May they be comforted by the Holy Spirit. He ran a good race, and now he has won his prize. Well done. Here's another. Mr. Strang, I absolutely love those stories. It's so important to know our beginnings and our Pentecostal roots. Thank you, sir, for sharing them. Thank you for writing that. And listen, if you want to hear the stories, get them straight from Pat. This is how many pages with the notes and everything. It's just short of 300 pages, and it's worth every single page. I will say that he wrote several other books. One that impacted me was called The Secret Kingdom. And I don't really have time to do a deep dive, but I was greatly impacted, especially the law of sowing and reaping. Also, a concept that I got from Pat Robertson was the fact that if you grow 15% a year, you'll double every 5 years. And I had seen some ministries and organizations skyrocket and almost crush the founder. And I thought, hey, I can believe for 15% growth a year. And in our first couple of decades, we grew 15% a year or more. In the early years, even more than that. And we kept it up for 32 years in a row. And part of that was just the concepts I got from Pat about sowing, reaping, being steady, not giving up. You know, a lot of people fail. They don't stick around long enough to be a success. And some of these concepts I learned, I don't remember Pat sitting and talking to me exactly, although the one time we had lunch there at the Founders Inn, I remember I told him, and in my podcast, I did talk to him about those concepts. You need to get that book. That is worth the price of this podcast, just to tell you to get that book. He also impacted so many other people. Jim Baker is one. Jim Baker started at CBN, then he went out and worked with Paul and Jan Crouch at Trinity Broadcasting in California, and then he started PTL in Charlotte. He is still going strong at 82, I believe, there in Morningside in Missouri, and I just want to give a shout out to him. I appreciate him so much, and there are so many other people who have been impacted, but I wanted you to know that Steve Strang and Charisma Magazine and Charisma Media were impacted in a very positive way by this great man of God. And I want to encourage you to go on our Charisma News website and see the things that we have printed. We're getting some of the articles about him, he wrote some articles for us. And I would also like you to subscribe to the Strang Report on YouTube, also Rumble and your favorite podcast player. Hit the little bell so you'll be notified when we do things. I want you to subscribe to my Strang Report newsletter. I'm kind of relaunching it in a different format. I'll be saying more about that. You can sign up to be delivered to your inbox every Tuesday, maybe Monday, maybe Wednesday. My staff says Tuesday. You can go to stevestrangbooks.com and sign up at the bottom of the page. We want to connect with you in so many ways. We're not a ministry in the same way that CBN is. We're in publishing. They're in broadcasting. Although, hey, this is a broadcast of sorts, isn't it? You know, technology has changed so very much. And of course, CBN has grown online. They have podcasts. They have all those kinds of things. I just so appreciate it. Go on the CBN site as well. You can learn so much more about Pat Robertson. There's a lot of stuff on YouTube. All you have to do is search. You can go to Google search. I'm sure that many people are writing about Pat Robertson. So that's my tribute to him. Those are my thoughts, my stories. Thank you for watching. Share this with others. Help me get out the word about the Strang Report and about this great man of God who walked with the living God, Pat Robertson. God bless you. Tune in again for another episode next Tuesday, every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Thank you. God bless you.
In an upside-down world, there is only one way to stay grounded. Life is full of twists and turns, successes and setbacks. How can you reach your God-given potential and achieve your dreams? With over four decades of reporting on the move of the Holy Spirit around the world, Stephen E. Strang has firsthand experience of how the Holy Spirit has led him on a remarkable journey of faith and a successful life. In his new book, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World, he will invest his true life lessons into the hearts of readers as he reveals his secrets to having a successful life led by the Holy Spirit. Go to booksbystevestrang.com to pre-order your copy today.